We are checking in with the National Weather Service. We often call the National Weather Service when drastic, dramatic, and impending dangerous weather is headed our way. But we also promised one night that we would call them when fantastic weather was headed our way. Hi, Gino. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. We're actually calling because I read today that it's going to be pretty near perfect this weekend in Chicago. Is that true?
That's the rumor that we're trying to spread, and we're hoping people believe us.
Oh, no. Can we? I mean, I think it should be a big news story. We're always talking about there's going to be, you know, high winds and there's going to be hail. Tell us a little bit about what Chicago has in store for it this weekend.
We might have a lingering shower, mainly in the southern suburbs tomorrow morning. But other than that, we get sunshine and comfortable humidity, temperatures in the lower 80s, light winds. Really just a fantastic weekend to do just about anything outdoors.
See, and why isn't that big news, Scott Santis? Why
can't I have no idea, because we have so few weekends like that here.
I'm playing this up, Gino, because we always come to you when we're scared, and I want to come to you when we're excited and happy. What are you going to do over the weekend, Gino?
Work.
What do you do? If it's a perfect weekend, what do you could you possibly be doing?
You'd be surprised. We actually do a lot of aviation forecasts, so whatever direction the wind is, if there's any clouds, any visibility. O'Hare Airport is constantly busy, and so is Midway, so we're always doing aviation forecasts, keeping that updated. And then we're sort of like firefighters. We're pretty much always on duty because you never know when something might happen.
Something might change. What are the chances? Do you have
What are the chances?
What are the chances this weekend that things could change drastically? Do you have a percentage?
There's a small chance we could have a little bit of rain late Sunday, but I think the chance is minuscule. Saturday looks
good. I was hoping for a hurricane in Michigan, like Michigan or something. That would be awesome.
Can you explain to our guest, Scott Santis, the political cartoonist of Chicago Tribune, why a hurricane off of Lake Michigan is not actually possible?
Anything is possible if you dream, Patty.
Hold on a second. If you dream. I can't dream big because he's just telling us how Lake Michigan's too small. Go ahead, Gino.
It's too small, so we would never get anything like that. So that's a good thing, though.
It is a good thing.
Hurricane Et?
The closest thing we ever have to that is sometimes in the winter we'll get what we call mesolows that develop with lake effect snow bands, but I really don't want to talk about snow in August.
No, you don't have to do that.
That's too depressing this time of year.
What has the summer been like in Chicago compared to other summers, would you say?
You know, we've been a little bit above average. We've had a couple more 90-degree days than what's typical. We've had quite a few number of 90-degree days more than what we've had the last couple of summers. So it's been a pretty typical hot summer in Chicago so far.
So once again, let's remind our listeners this weekend, be aware, be prepared. I don't know if we should do like an hourly report. Perhaps the emergency broadcast system should let you know it's going to be sunny. It's going to be even more sunny again. It's going to be low humidity.
Sure, both of my colleagues who are working the overnight shift would love to hear from you guys every half hour to check in just to make sure it's still looking like it's going to be sunny and 80.
Yes. Is it still? Can we do that, Craig, for the next, I guess tomorrow night we'll check in. Is it still going to be sunny in 80?
I think you should do that every half hour, and Mark Ratchet would be very right on top of it for you.
Mark Ratchet, is that his name?
That's him, and he's looking at me right now, and I think it's a smile.
Do you think every half an hour is too long? Should we go 15 minutes here?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're suggesting maybe 15 minutes, Mark.
Yes.
You know, things do change in Chicago, so 15 minutes is probably more realistic.
It's still going to be nice. The National Weather Service.
Any bathroom breaks around that.
I'm still trying to think what Mark and Gino actually do when there's like nothing to do at the National Weather Channel.
We will find out.
Service.
We will find out when we call every 15 minutes.
Where are you?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure Mark will be answering your phone calls every 15 minutes.
Go ahead.
Where are you, Gino? Where?
We're in Romeoville, Illinois.
Okay.
Right on the Lewis University campus here.
How do you know it wasn't an undisclosed location and that you weren't supposed to ask that?
He said that.
He's kind enough. He feels under pressure on the radio.
Or he made something up.
Maybe.
I figured out to deter all the people who are very curious and make up a fake location.
I love this.
In reality, we're at the base of Willis Tower.
See? And now he's a moving target.
I love this born identity, National Weather Service.
They're just in a van roaming around with a little satellite on
Damn
the
Damn it, man. It's hail, man. It's hail!
So, again, to warn our listeners, it's going to be sunny, low humidity, light breezes all weekend. It's a perfect barbecue weather. What else would you recommend people do? Maybe a little bit of sailing?
Oh, yeah. Great weather to get on the lake. I would recommend people hit the lakefront to go for a bike ride, but that's probably what I'll be doing before work. So
don't
wait till after 3 when I'm at work. That'd be great.
All right. The National Weather Service has put out an alert that please leave the bike paths open for Gino Izzy. so that you can have a...
Just until 3 o'clock. After 3, it's all theirs.
After 3, it's all clear. All clear after 3 o'clock.
Exactly.
Well, Gino, thank you so much for taking your time out to let us know.
I hope you guys get the weekend off and enjoy it.
I hope you get some chance to get out there, enjoy your bike, your biking, and we will talk to you again when it's nice and when it's not.
Okay, and I'll make sure Mark's ready to go in about 15 minutes for the next hit.
Perfect. Oh, thank you so much. I promised them that when great weather was coming along, we would call them.
That is awesome. Thank you. Gino sounds great.
He sounded fantastic.